Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. I have a question to begin our time together today. What do you feel and what do you do when suddenly you see need in people in the normal course of your life? Someone appears to be homeless, sitting on a bench in the park or in front of a store. Someone has tripped and fallen and is struggling to get back up on their feet. Someone is crying, maybe even sobbing, their face buried in their hands, standing all alone. Someone calls you in the middle of the night, asking if you have time to care and help. This week, we're following four men spending some time with Jesus, learning some really important life skills. They didn't know it yet, but Jesus was training them to live very strategic lives and to train others to do the same. Yesterday, we looked at what happened when a demon-possessed man confronted Jesus while he was speaking on the Sabbath in the synagogue. Today, let's walk with these guys as they leave the synagogue and go home for dinner. Mark chapter 1, verse 29 to 31 tells us that when they arrived at the home of Andrew and Simon, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. Of course, the coronavirus was unknown in those days, and the fever could have been caused by any wide range of illnesses. So why do you suppose they told Jesus? Maybe because no supper had been prepared. Maybe because of what they'd seen and they were hoping Jesus might unleash some of his miraculous power and help her. Perhaps they were on the lookout for opportunities to help them keep learning from Jesus. Mark tells us Jesus went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her and she began to serve them. Mark is such a to-the-point writer that I'm confident there's a lot more here than he reported. I would guess Jesus went and pulled up a chair and sat next to her and had a nice conversation with her, and like a doctor, started asking some diagnostic questions. But I also imagine they did not know each other very well, and I'm confident Jesus took the opportunity to hear some of her story and help her know how much God loved her. Perhaps Jesus prayed over her, asking God the Father to heal her. Somewhere along their several minutes together, her fever left her, and Jesus helped her, and she got up and started fixing dinner. Now, what do you suppose the main topic of conversation was around that dinner table, my friends? Do you see how Mark begins verse 32? That evening after sunset. Why would he bother with that little detail? Because it was the Sabbath, and for good Jews, nothing but rest, relaxation, refreshment, and synagogue happened on the Sabbath. But sundown was the mark of a new day. I'm imagining Jesus and the four fishermen are relaxing in the house, perhaps with some after-dinner Mideastern tea, and suddenly there's a knock at the door. Andrew would likely be the one to jump up and go to the door, and the look on his face when he returned was probably amazement. Mark reports, the whole town gathered at the door, bringing all the sick and demon-possessed to Jesus. Can you hear the discussion? Jesus, you won't believe how many people are outside, and they're all asking for your help. Should we tell them to go home and perhaps make appointments for tomorrow and later in the week? Mark reports, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Verse 34. What's happening here, my friends? Four fishermen are watching Jesus heal a wide range of diseases. His power knew no limit. Jesus is also delivering demonized people from the strong influence of the dark kingdom, but he's muting those evil spirits so they cannot terrorize the people with what they might say. Do you notice Mark wants us to understand the evil spirits knew Jesus was God the Son incarnate? The people didn't know that yet. They assumed he was some miracle worker, perhaps a magician, and certainly a new and wonderful teacher. But the truth is, they didn't care. They just wanted to be healed and set free. How long did it take Jesus to heal all these people? We must assume he healed them personally, one at a time, getting to know them, hearing their story, meeting their needs, and assuring them of God's love for them, just like he did with Simon Peter's mother-in-law. You see, my friends, their healing was important, but not as important as them learning more about God and beginning to understand Jesus. No matter what Jesus healed them from, they would each eventually get sick and die from something. That's why their much greater need was their sin problem and their need for a Savior and deliverance from their sin bondage and sin condemnation. Now, as our eyes sweep across the landscape of our world, moment by moment, wherever our feet take us each day, and as we see people, all kinds of people, what do we see and how do our hearts respond? As those four fishermen lay down to sleep that night and they replayed the day in their minds, what do you think they thought about? And how did that day affect how they saw people from that day on? What will it take for you and me, my friends, to look at people with the eyes of Jesus? Listen to people with the ears of Jesus and have our hearts moved by the things that move the heart of Jesus. Who would we be, you and me, if we lived like that? And how would that affect our families and every person that our lives touched? Do you think Jesus would be delighted if we became like Jesus? I invite you to have a chat with God about that right now and start thinking about how you're going to respond to the people that you're going to see today, tomorrow.